Yes, thanks. Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It's the Dark Mark Show and Dark Mark the Goth Comedian. It's your Thursday night freak show. Tanya's laughing already, and we're all laughing already.
I'm loving the camera.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sure you know you are. You know how to work it too. We're talking about that because I've been researching a lot about all three of you this week. Yes, and I do have some naughty gifts. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Why do you say it in the same sentence? Did you find my porn tape? Why did you just get quiet? Did I just stump you?
No, ladies and gentlemen, he's
texting. Bad.
No comment. No, I'm tweeting that the show is about to begin.
Are you mad that he found the porn tape? Or are you mad that he found it in the couch cushion?
No, I'm mad that someone else hashtagged my name and it's not really me.
Oh. Anyway.
It's not me.
Now we've got a full show.
Hey.
Okay.
Sit down. Stop looking at me like I'm going to give you a demerit. You know you're late. You know you're an adult. Just sit down.
She was 2 minutes late.
And there's nobody at the door.
No.
I know. The security guard's supposed to be there till 8, and he leaves about 7:35. Anyway, enough of that. Enough of the schedule. You got your water there. That's for you.
Oh, he's here.
Anyway, so.
I haven't seen you in so long.
Oh, we're going to talk about that. Anyway, we got a little show to do. Anyway, so it's the Dark Mark show. If you were tuning in to see Nicole Six, my usual co-host, unfortunately, she's not here. She actually went to a video shoot and then they overbooked, so she's like, I think I can get there. There's no Lyft where she's at, so she took the bus home. But please, go to NicoleSix.com, go to Amazon.com and get her book, Some Fucked Up Shit. I was just reading Some Fucked Up Shit on the Train. And she's a very good horror writer. I was reading a couple stories, real crazy twist endings. You'll love it. I've got goosebumps just reading this. So get Some Fucked Up Shit.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever dined with any of you three ladies. By the way, we have three beautiful comedians. I didn't introduce you yet. I'm so flustered. Tuesday Thomas, the producer of the Freak Show at the Clown House. Her one woman show, Ordinary World, a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
she did a movie with Zac Efron. She's been hanging out with NWA, a lot of stuff.
Death Cab for Cutie last week.
We're gonna talk about that. I saw that. Right next to you, she hangs out with rock stars too, and she used to be a rock star, and now she's a comedian, and as well as a radio host, Repo Radio. All you know her, you love her. Bless you. That's Tanya Estrada.
Yay!
And at the end. She's a blogger, she's a writer, she's a comedian. She's wonderful, she's funny, she's beautiful, as all three of you are. I just mentioned it to her. Yeah.
Thanks.
She writes for IFC, she does comedy, she does all sorts of stuff. She blogs, people go on dates with her and they blog about it. Nikki Watts.
Yay. Hi.
Thanks for having me.
I've been wanting to have all three of you at some point, and I thought that I was going to book you with like our usual crazy drag queens and doms and fetish people and all sorts of stuff. But what happened was Nicole Six couldn't make it this week. So I said, well, one smart and funny woman's not going to be here. Let's pack the studio with three. Have a girls' night out. It's going to be fun. Now, are any three of you vegan?
I used to be for health reasons. I had to be.
Right.
And it just annoyed the shit out of me.
Right. Tanya, vegan?
Only for calorie reasons sometimes. Other than that, I really don't care.
Okay.
Vegan? I was for 3 years.
Well, whether you're vegan or not.
That's over, though.
I'll eat meat.
Well, whether you're vegan or not, go to Doomy's Home Cooking. That's one of our sponsors. They're at right by the M-Bar at, I always mess up the address, but and that's why I'm looking at the website. I should have this memorized by now. 1253 Vine Street, Los Angeles, California, right next to the M-Bar,
mm-hmm.
or what used to be the M-Bar. The nachos at Doomy's Home Cooking voted one of the 10 best nachos in L.A., the only one without meat. They have Philly cheesesteaks, pulled pork, fried chicken, all vegan. And you would never know it. They have a Big Mac on the secret menu. Doomy's Home Cooking. D-O-O-M-I-E-S.
Sold.
Oh, it's
sold.
I had it last
totally
time.
Sold on that.
I could barely finish it. It was that. And I have an appetite. It was that big. It was that yummy. Shrimp scampi. Vegan.
What?
What?
Chicken fried steak. Vegan. Jenny will back me up. You wouldn't even know it was vegan. It's amazing.
It's really, really good.
Okay, you're talking all this food to three ladies who probably were all on diets because we're in Hollywood. Are you going to, like, give us something to eat, or are you going to just keep torturing us?
I got you some water. So Newbie's Home Cooking. It's wonderful. So if you're ever in Hollywood, and they're open to 3 o'clock on Friday and Saturday, so... after the bars, just go there for late night eats. Don't go to that Denny's crap. Go to Doomies. D-O-O-M-I-E-S.
Is the line out the door at that place?
No. It's always busy, but I've never not been able to get a seat.
Really? Okay, I'm down. That sounds good.
That sounds really good.
Also, go to our other sponsor, audible.com.
Mm-hmm. I love Audibles. I'm addicted.
Oh, I love audible.com, too. I'm putting in female comedians, and look at this, The Female Brain, Tales of, there's nothing about, okay. Yes, Sir, Erotic Tales of Female Submission, Female Domination. I don't know how this came up with this list. I know they do have Chelsea Handler, they have Amy Poehler, they have Carlin Classic Gold, which I paid $20 for a long time ago when they had CDs. Free! Go to darkmarkshow.com, click on the Audible button right next to my smiling face. Okay. And you get a free audiobook, whatever you want. Stephen King books, whatever. If you Da Vinci Code, 50 Shades of Grey, whatever you want. Listen to it in the car. Here, there's At Her Feet, Powering Your Femdom Relationship, Tips and Ideas and Wisdom from a Longtime Female Dominant Couple. 8 hours and 50 minutes of pure smut. Sasha Grey was on the show. She wrote a novel.
All right, you don't have to sell it to me, because if you start going on to timeshares right now.
Oh, no,
well, let's move on. Go to darkmarkshow.com. You get a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial. Also, our new sponsor, adamandeve.com.
Yeah!
I will be posting tomorrow a special deal. There's one every week for adamandeve.com. I posted one last week. You can still get it. It's on Facebook.
Hashtag anal beads. Anal beads.
If you go to our Facebook page, the Dark Mark Show Facebook page, which you can get through Facebook, through darkmarkshow.com, we have 50% off anything.
Really?
I'm
like, I just yay!
But please use the link.
Nikki's already scrolling on Safari on her phone.
Please use the link. Please use the link I posted. It's on our Twitter. It's on our Facebook page. And also, we are sponsored by AdamMail.com, the number one gay sex toy store on the internet. We will be posting an Adam Mail. Why did it go quiet?
Hashtag elbow grease.
Anal beads.
Well, I was trying to figure out why.
I mean,
I don't know what the difference is between anal beads you get in one place.
That's what I was just thinking. That's why I went quieter. Like the dildo's bigger.
Apparently so. I don't know. I didn't research it. That
that's for sure.
I didn't research it. Not necessarily. I don't know. But and also before we get going, I have to say. Next week, I'm going to be performing as part of the Hollywood Fringe Festival.
Ooh.
My new one-man show, Blue Balls Noel.
Oh.
And it will be at the Complex Theater Saturday, June 13th at 8:30. Friday, June 19th at 7:30. I'm reading this off a computer, too. And Friday, June 26th at 10:30. If you go to hollywoodfringe.org, you can check out the show, check out what it's all about. Also, if you put in the coupon code GOTH, well, any of you, if you want to bring you and your friends, your comps, you came on my show.
Thank you.
But those that have not come on my show, put in the coupon code GOTH.
Nah, you guys got to pay.
Exactly. $5 tickets. They're 12 at the door. Blue Balls, Noel. My last one-man show was Hailed. Fresh and Unexpectedly Touching by Backstage Magazine, a first-rate comic who happens to have a goth persona. Go Paul Burchill from the LA Weekly. This is all new, all fresh, all dirty.
Yay.
And Tuesday, you've actually seen a couple of the portions of the show so far. Because Tuesday does a show at the Clown House. It's I've done some storytelling there, so I told
them. And comedy.
Yeah. But my storytelling was about jail and heartbreak, which, don't we all know about. But,
pretty much.
Tuesday Thomas, I met all of three of you fairly recently at really bad bar gigs. I met Tuesday Thomas at the...
Springbok.
No. It was Universal Bar and Grill.
Yes. On one of those Sunday night.
I think it was a Crispy Comedy Show.
Crispy Comedy Show. And I was one of the marathons.
There, right. So I was sitting there just, or it might have been the night of the 100 comics. I don't know. But I was sitting there like, you know, I heard the same comics, the same thing, blah, 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 blah. You come on. I was like, that, and it was, I was like, she knows what she's doing. She's a pro.
Well, thank you.
She's very funny. She had the material down. Now, you were born in New York?
I was. I was born in New York.
Where in New York?
In the city.
Okay, so.
Yeah, born Manhattan, in the city in Manhattan. Okay. Well, we lived in Red Hook, you know.
New York people was like, rough. Hey, New York's a big place.
Funny, you know, the accent thing comes, and it kind of sounds really shitty of me to say, but it's lack of education. So I had a good education. You know, I was lucky enough to have that. You don't really have that kind of accent. But, you know, I remember being like walking over a dead body at 12 on the street. New York was a place then. It was the most dangerous city in the world.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And it was bankrupt. I mean, it was crap. The East Village was burnt out. It was like, you know, when you see Fallujah, pictures of Fallujah and all that now, right. That's what the East Village looked like.
Right.
Just, I mean,
before
rubble.
The gentrification and now everybody's
rubble.
Like, yeah.
I mean, people were running in there and squatting and, you know, we had little, I don't know if you remember Juicy Juice. You know what Juicy Juice is?
Mm-hmm. The juice box.
Okay,
yeah.
It's a juice box. But it used to be in this little plastic. It looked like a little barrel.
Right, a couple inches high. Right.
And there was Juicy Juice bottles full of little of water, like every so often in the East Village. And what they were was for the junkies to come run out and, you know, draw from and go back into wherever they were. And they were just left out clean water for it because.
So it was like junkie juice.
Yeah, junkie juice.
So that was your childhood.
Yeah, kick one out, kick one over, and boy, there was hell to pay.
Right.
Come out of the woodwork. Because, I mean, they're like in these abandoned buildings. They have no water or anything. They need water, so, you know.
Fill up some, and who knows where they got that water
exactly.
from. Exactly. If it was even water.
But, you know, it was kind of heart-rending, kind of touching that, you know, they all looked out for each other and just left the water every so often and weren't greedy about it. Let's all have water. Why can't California be that way now? Let's all have water.
But don't drink it. Put it in your needles.
Right.
Nikki seems to have a comment on this. Do you or no?
Oh, what about junkies?
No, I don't know. You were like, what? You
about
like
water?
You
were about to, well, I'm just like, those were just, I guess, just such simpler times when, we actually took care of each other.
Yeah.
Like, junkies anymore, took just care
like
of each
fall,
other.
Junkies taking care of each other. Now it's just like, you see it. Dead body. I mean, well, I think
because we're nostalgic for people squatting on the street. We are in downtown LA, so
I really am.
Well, that brings you to the point, like where I grew up. Wherever you grow up, I think that you really think that the whole world is like that.
Right.
So when you leave your area, things that you're not used to is what's surprising to you.
And when did you?
And that's why nothing surprises me.
Why did you leave your area?
Well, I mean, I left a few times. I was well traveled.
Right.
I just got too cold there.
Right.
Just got too cold, but. I go to different areas and I hear people, like when I moved to LA, people are like, oh my God, I was like downtown LA and in the bums and I was over near the fashion district in Skid Row. And I'm like, so I'm thinking, okay, well, there's something for me to watch out for if I go over there. And I go over there and I'm like, what the hell are they talking about? This is easy.
And by the way, who are you talking to? Katharine Hepburn? What was that?
Junkies and I don't know,
it's
downtown Skid Row.
Well, you hear that. These people in LA are just, they're just so white. They're just so white.
They're just fucking white people.
They're just
white
people. Yeah.
What I can't get over is that whole awful Fallujah picture you painted, and yet you're blonde. Like, you came out blonde, so, like, everything's okay now.
I walked through Harlem. I had friends in Harlem, and I remember walking through Harlem, you know, at 21 years old with the big butt I have and blonde hair and just thinking nothing. You don't know. You're right. So used to it, you don't think you're in danger. Looking back on it nowadays, I was like, I could have got killed. I could have been dead. I could have been a statistic. Why would I do that? But you just...
Somebody could have motorboated your ass. I mean, who knows looking at it?
I lived in New York City, though, for 8 years. And, like, I lived on the Lower East Side, then I lived on the Upper East Side. But I used to get my fake hair. I used to wear a lot of fake hair, and I would get it in Harlem.
Yeah.
And I'm 20. I was, like, 18...
I'm picturing you with a weave right now. It's not pretty.
Well,
it's not
weird with this fake, like 60s, like, bouffant, big hair. Yeah. I just like big hair. I still love big hair.
Right.
But they would, the guys would holler at me because of my booty. They're like, Snow White. Snow White, let me get a Jew. Let me get a Jew, Snow White. I'm like, he blessed me. I'm like, oh, not today.
I always like the common
I'm here for the chicken and the hair. And
where
get my nails done.
They'd be like, where did that white girl get that juicy ass? The first time I heard juicy ass, I was like, oh my God, do I need to go wipe? That is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life.
Especially after the juice box story that you just told.
I mean, this is before J-Lo, too. Just before J-Lo got big, everybody was like, oh, where did that white girl get that big ass? And then after J-Lo, they're like, ooh, she in style.
And then it went out of style, and then Kardashian brought it back into style. I like a juicy ass. And you know, that brings me to our next guest, Tanya Estrada. Now, Tanya, the first time I met you was at, I believe, the Little Rock.
A
show that our friends Ryan Tamo and Big Mike co-produced, which is an ironic coupling, but I'll leave it there. And same thing. You came up there. I was like, well, first off, all three of you, when I saw you, I was like, wow, hot. But I mean, there's a lot of beautiful females doing comedy. Well, everybody's doing fucking comedy. My dry cleaner does comedy, but you came on. You had skills. I mean, it was like it was a night where there wasn't a big crowd, but you were good.
Thank you.
But that wasn't the first time I actually saw you, because you used to be the guitar player for the goth band Ophelia Rising.
Yes. So, did you recognize me when you saw me in comedy?
Not at all, because I remember the second or third time I talked to you, you mentioned it, and I was like, holy shit, way back in 2003, I happened to be at Bar Sinister, and Ophelia Rising was playing, and Ophelia Rising was a terrific band. And their big thing was they would throw cupcakes at the crowd at the end, right?
Yes.
And I got a lot of cupcakes. Tuesday and Nikki, and our viewing and listening audience, this is a little taste of Ophelia Rising. This is from the Marilyn Manson tribute album. This is you on guitar doing Speed of Pain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Tanya Estrada did not play on that particular track, but you played with that band.
Yeah, that was the band that I was in, Ophelia Rising. I was the guitar player.
Oh.
Oh, I was the guitar player.
But that particular song...
I didn't play guitar on that. No.
Right. Were you already out of the band by that time? Or?
No, the band had done that particular track by the time that I joined. That was one of the releases that was out. And then that's when we did our EP, Acknowledge That You Are Part of the System.
My girlfriend has that in Ophelia Rising shirt. I don't know if she's still
there. Yeah, that's funny. That's cool.
But my girlfriend at the time, not now, but I'm single, ladies. But,
yes.
So you were 19 when you joined Ophelia Rising?
I was 21, 22.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm 37 now.
You were a youngin'.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you've already played guitar? Or?
I played guitar, so I had my rock star wings by the time I was 23, I was considered a rock star. And you know the kind of band that it was. It was a Marilyn Manson-backed band. We were the female Marilyn Manson meets Victoria's Secret along with Betty Crocker.
Right.
and I, you know, there was clubs that would ban us because we would just fuck everything up with those cupcakes. Yeah. Oh my God, it was so funny, but we didn't care, you know. And the way that everything was at theatrics, it was really one of the last girl bands that really was out there that was very popular.
Right.
And then, you know, the reason nobody remembered me, I know, is because I was 250 pounds back then playing guitar.
No.
Yeah, I was huge. I was really, really big. And I was like maybe between 2 and 250, but you know how gothic girls are. Like, we're really good at hiding our weight, right?
Because
we just wear
pictures.
Yeah, you just wear a potato sack, yeah, and you put a rope around it and you're gothic.
Yeah.
So
as it's black and you got the black lipstick.
Well, honestly, that's why I was drawn to the goth scene, because first off, I'm colorblind and I'm overweight, so I filter between wood and stone. But also the girls, bigger girls are fetishized.
Yes,
and
yes, they are.
I like a bigger girl. I like a curvy woman.
Yes, so gothic worked for me, and then you know the whole corset thing worked good too.
Right,
because I've always had a small waist, even though I was big. It was my humongous butt that carried all the weight back then. I'm Colombian. That's how we carry it.
Apparently, this is the humongous butt show. But,
yes.
Italian over here, we carry it back there too.
Irish Italian.
Irish Italian.
I know. I was just thinking
right.
That.
So were you born in L.A.?
I was born in L.A. Right here on Hope and 14th at California Hospital.
Oh, yes. Wow! They should have it hold a shrine for you.
Maybe I should go there.
Erect a statue or something.
They should.
If they don't, we'll just go throw cupcakes at that building.
Exactly.
So they do.
Do you have any strange junkie stories from growing up in downtown L.A. or you didn't grow up in downtown L.A., or did you?
I grew up in L.A. in Olympic and Harvard, which is where kind of the riots started a few years later.
Of course.
I moved in 89. Right. My parents moved me to La Puente because I was about to transfer over to middle school, which was John Burroughs, which was like where all the gangs were.
Nice.
And by then, my parents were already actually using another address to take me to Koreatown, so right. I wouldn't go. And I was going to Korean school, right. Like infiltrated and protected in Koreans. It was funny.
Right.
So I survived all the murdering that was going on with all the Salvadorians that were coming over like in the late 70s, early 80s.
Wow.
That was all through my neighborhood. You know what? They were just basically killing anyone just to prove that they were there and it was their neighborhood. So
right.
My parents boned out at the right time. And they're like, we got to get away from all these cholos. So then they found a house in La Puente. They didn't know that all the cholos had gotten scared first and left already and moved to La Puente. So, yeah.
But those are cholos you can live with.
Define live with.
You're still alive.
I am, but like I didn't hang out with cholos. But right. I wasn't really, even then in La Puente, like I was still like a rocker chick. I was always a rocker chick.
Right.
But, you know, growing up there, I learned a lot of cholo elements. And
right.
Unfortunately, even the accent in my voice, I hear it as I'm talking. It's so La Puente. Like, you know, everybody's like, are you Mexican? I'm like, no, right. I'm just from La Puente.
Well, you hate that, don't you? You must. Because you hate that, don't you? You must. Because every Latin person, if you fuck up their country,
I'm Colombian.
Right.
I'm like, not even.
And I think
Mexican-y.
I've seen you go off on somebody when they're like, oh,
that it's the same thing. Yeah, Mexican, Colombian, it's the same thing. I'm like, Mark, hold my purse. Hold my purse.
That's something I heard in New York. Somebody hold my baby while I cut her.
And I gladly will, and then I'll go through it. But yes, you got a lovely vibrator collection in there. But
yeah, but no junkie story, like, per se. You know, I was actually very well protected.
But so. And you've become friends with Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, that was actually very weird how that happened. I was like, maybe.
Well, we're all about weird, so please.
Ready here for you. I want to hear the weird story
about Marilyn Manson.
This is just weird how this just happened. Like,
how is Brian these days?
He's great. He just left, I believe, earlier this week to go back on tour.
Right.
He's going to be gone through June in Europe, and then he comes back in July. I think he's going to play all the Southern California shows.
So what's the weird story? How did you meet Marilyn Manson?
It was just kind of what happened, like a little girl that dreams, you know, kind of thing. And it was just odd. I've always read books on different things. And, you know, they always said, like, if you really wanted something and you really wanted to wish for it, to write it down on a piece of paper and tuck it under your mattress.
Right.
So this is so weird, you guys. I feel like a total creeper right now. I feel like a creep fuck right now. So I
Creepy's
wrote,
the name
yeah,
of the show.
Creepy fuck right here. So I got a piece of paper and I wrote and I said, I wish that one day I would be best friends with Marilyn Manson and hang out, and he would laugh at my jokes. And we would laugh.
Wait, when was this?
I was like 15.
Okay, good.
How many years did it take to come true?
Well, I was playing in that band by the time I was like 21, 22. So I was like within the circle of, within 7 years, I was within the circle of trust. And but I never really kind of went around or hung out. Like I did like in a group, like certain events, but not regularly. And then he started prank calling my house in 2007, I think it was, because he was hanging out with Lexa.
Who's so the lead singer of Elphila Rising.
Yeah, so they would call, you know, like, Tanya can't come over because she's married and stuck at the house, but we could prank call. So they would prank call, but I never really came out. But then...
Wait a second. Now, what is a Marilyn Manson prank call sound like? I got to hear this. What would he do? Is it the Prince Albert in the can? Did he do...
I don't even remember. Yeah. It was just kind of stupid. I think
did he
order
pizzas to your house? I mean, what kind of prank calls
it wasn't nothing, though. Just being dumb. Nice. Like, I can't even really... You'd have to ask Lexa. She knows every single... Marilyn Manson story.
I love to have Lexa
ever.
On the show. Tell her to come on.
You tell her.
You know her. I don't.
I do.
Go tonight and write on your pillow.
I want to hang out with Lexa.
And
I want her on the show.
7 years it'll happen.
You should just bring
Mark.
Her on. I'll hit her up. I haven't talked to her in a while because I've been very busy.
I'll research it.
Yeah, hit her up. She'd love to come on. She's got a bunch of stuff going on. And
I'm just picturing Marilyn Manson. Hello, is Tanya there?
She'll tell you. Ask her the story. She knows it better. Yeah. I don't remember. I smoke a lot of weed.
Is your refrigerator running?
I was just about to say
what do you say to that jerky? I mean, what was he doing?
Ask her. Those memories are replaced more by what's
where
I'm at
now. So how
did
you actually meet him and start hanging out with him?
In 2011, I think it was, Nick Kushner had his show, that blood drawing show over at Servitude. Remember Servitude Studio? So he was there. Manson showed up. I was there, and I'd been hanging out with everyone, you know, on a regular basis. And we talked for a second. He was really nice. And I don't know, maybe it was about a month later, he called me up on a random Sunday afternoon and asked if I wanted to come over and listen to the new album and, you know, tell him what I thought. I think it was, High End of Low. It was High End of Low. And so...
did you tell him it sucked?
No, it was awesome. Oh. And then the cool thing, because, you know, like, since I've been playing music for so long, I have a really good ear.
Opinion. Yeah. You know,
so I told him my suggestion, how I thought the track should come out in order or be released.
That's great.
And he released it like that. It was so cool, like that first song. So that was amazing. And, you know, I was there. I stayed for about an hour and a half, and I said, I got to go. I got to get to Target. You have a good night. Thanks for having me over.
She's Marilyn Manson.
I had to. I had to get some stuff. Yeah, it was that time. Yeah, I had to get some stuff.
Do
I have to say why? I got to go.
That's kind of Target run. Okay, yeah. I got it. Nikki doesn't menstruate, but we're talking about Nikki Watts here. No, you menstruate, don't you?
No, actually.
Okay.
I haven't had a period since 2009, maybe.
Really?
Oh yeah, because I'm on that birth control.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
Depo-Provera.
I was just kidding. You actually don't menstruate. Mm-mm. Interesting.
I know, it's the best thing ever.
I don't know.
I'm not even getting laid now, but I'm like on it, so I just don't get these mind-altering cramps that kill you.
Well, then I might not have to. Anyway, when I met Nikki Watts, I met you all at Bally Weird Bargains. It was Billy Matz had some show at some bar, Kelly's Bar, and you were hosting. And
that's how we met.
This was like a year ago.
Yeah.
So that's why I met, and it was like, and then like a week later, we were both on the Comics Life.
I think it was later, longer than that.
That story. I don't want to talk about it. Archive it on that show. This is the show where we have comedians on. We don't talk about comedy. But
we can talk about S&M and shit because I used to be a dom.
Now we're talking. Okay.
And I used to have a slave. So.
Oh, really? Okay. So, by the way, that's... I have
jokes about it. I'm going to start. I used to be a phone sex operator,
I used to do phone sex. Did you do the little tricks, like our little tricks where we take our lip gloss and we unscrew it and we take it and... You know, rub the wand back and it would make that blowjob sound.
Wait.
I would just do it with my hand, with my lip, with my mouth. But I would just.
Well, let's hear your blowjob sound. What was that? I don't know.
I was 18 years old.
Okay.
I was 18.
Well, I don't have a lip gloss, so we check out lip gloss. Do you have one in there?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let me give me the lip gloss.
That's for you.
Is that a lip gloss?
That's lip gloss. Okay, so you have a choice, the two of you.
Well, no, this is not lip gloss.
Okay,
this
I don't know what that is.
Lip gloss has the wand in it, and it would make... Okay, maybe I can make this
sound. Oh, yeah. But we didn't even...
You would take it out, and there's the gloss in it, you know, it has the wand with the little foam on the end.
Right.
So you would put it in there, and you would just keep going back and forth, and it would make this sound.
I mean, that would make sense. No, I never heard your mouth.
And you leave the lip gloss alone.
Right.
Well, you're sitting there, and you've got like I had a whole keyboard in front of me that, because we had 17 lines. You never knew what was going to come up.
You never knew.
There was 30 girls in the office.
So you've done this too.
You know? Yeah. And so whatever came up, you had your little tools right there to do. Because how many times a day can you just go, you're going to run out of space.
No, we would know what they would get into. We were not allowed to talk about anything like underage stuff or anything that was risque. And it would be, I didn't do it for
that long. Well, I mean, it's all risque.
Incest. Not risque, but like too like.
Bestiality, shit like that.
Couldn't talk about incest and underage.
You were both phone sex operators. Uh-huh. I was wondering where this conversation just went.
Okay.
Oh my God.
You guys were both phone sex operators. Let me control the show.
I did it only for, I didn't do it that long, a few months, because I kept having like a conscience. I was like, well, where's your wife? You know, and he's like, what? Like,
oh girl, we used to like, they used to ask us where the office was and we'd give them a P.O. box and they'd send us gifts.
Speaking of that, you have a choice of gifts since I gave you the, whatever that was, it's not lip gloss or whatever. Do you want Hustler Love Slick Vaseline or lubricant or anal bleach?
Lubricant.
No, you got that. That's yours.
Oh, so. I don't want this. No, just thank you, Mark.
Okay.
You know what? I want to see if that anal bleach
you
works.
You get the anal bleach.
I've done that.
So wait a second.
I was an esthetician and I used to actually... perform that on people.
Well, we're gonna talk. We'll talk about that in a second.
Nikki,
you were a dom.
I was. And then
when was this?
This was when I was 18, 19, 20.
Were you in LA or New York?
It was in New York.
New York, okay. Because that seems to be a popular job in New York.
Mm-hmm. It was really.
That's where I was.
Yeah, when I did it. And then I had a slave that I would just, he paid me.
Right.
And he cleaned my house. That's what he would do. He was a teacher.
I'm sure he did more
day.
Than that.
No, he never did anything more than that. Absolutely not.
So that was it. He'd just clean your house? I mean, you would beat him and shit, right?
Yeah, I beat him and he would wear this contraption on his dick.
Oh, a ball spreader or what?
Naked. Like, it would wear it. No, it wasn't a ball spreader. It was like, it was homemade. He made it himself. And it looked like a spiky, but it was like
Was it spiked on the inside or the outside?
Outside. But he would have like this, and it would keep it, I guess maybe his dick hard, I don't know, and I never really hit a big dick too, and I never touched it because he was just gross, but he gave me a massage once and it was amazing. I'm like, I like slid off my chair. I was like, holy shit.
That's
I need a big dick, but I was like, this man is too fucked up.
Now, what was fucked up about him? Was he too old? I'm trying to figure it out. He had a big dick and he gets a regular size.
Cat litter.
It sounds like
I'm
me.
Sorry.
The power of the big dick, ladies. Did
it really
you just hear
is
that, right?
The
like,
power
oh my
of the
God,
big
he's
dick.
Got a big dick, but... Man, come on, how fucked up
no,
am
wait,
I?
No, so wait,
I know, exactly.
You were making me kitty litter?
He just ate my kitty litter. Like, am I going to fucking fuck a guy that just ate my kitty litter? Yeah.
No.
I'm not fucking going to let him kiss my mouth with time. That.
That would trump.
Was that your request, or he just
no? He would, did it, and then I was like, "No, you cannot eat that. Like, it's gonna have. You're gonna go to the hospital.
Clean kitty
you could
litter,
die from that. No, like I cat love, shit.
I love he would eat the clumps.
I love Nikki
clump.
Telling her slave, "You cannot do that. You will go to the hospital.
Well,
the
I'm
mother comes
to the
out.
Hospital.
The mother comes out."
Right.
Everybody ate cigarette butts?
Yeah, don't eat shit.
Or cigarette butts.
I'd take you to the hospital.
I know, I mean, not even my pussy. I'm not even going to eat that. Am I allowed to talk that way on this show?
Absolutely. Yeah. The show just started. Go right ahead.
I was just talking about licking.
Say whatever you want. It's whatever. It's my show. I told you, it's a little different.
Well, I brought a friend of mine over because he didn't believe me. And then he was washing my bathroom. And I said, just beat him with a broom. And I gave him a broom. No, this is the same slave. This is my friend. And he was like...
So how did you meet Mr. Kitty Litter?
He, on AOL chat.
Oh, those are the days.
Those were the fucking days.
Fucking prodigy.
So how did you meet him? Was there like a AOL instant messenger that said ASL can I eat your kitty litter?
No, he was, and his name was Pet Rock.
Pet Rock.
And he, I guess there was a picture. I don't know. I was in some form. Pet fucking Rock. I'm not kidding. That was his name on the AOL chat.
What was, what was your name?
Prowl and Pounce.
Of course.
Of course it was. Prowl and Pounce.
Prowl and Pounce. Pounce. That's your Instagram name, right?
It used to be. Now it's, you look awful. Wait, no, I think I changed. I think I just changed it to Nikki Wants Hell Yeah. But that's,
oh, wait, so wait a second. So this guy, so you met him on AOL. Mm-hmm. Were you already doing some Dom stuff or not?
I was doing a little Dom stuff.
Right.
And then I was doing, because I had a friend of mine that was doing Dom stuff, so I did stuff with her.
Right.
And started learning that stuff. And then, well, I did it before when I was in high school a little bit in D.C.
Who didn't?
Who didn't?
Right. No, you were in D.C.? You lived in D.C.?
I'm from Maryland.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm from.
Oh, okay.
You know.
So you did a little Dom, any senators?
I was always one guy that I had dressed like Little Red Riding Hood and feed crayons.
Oh, that's great. Was that a senator or is that?
Yeah, I don't know, but they were like, he's very powerful, but Oakland, I didn't know. And I'm 16. Or, I'm like 16, 17.
How much did you get paid for that? How long did it take?
300, 350.
For an hour?
No, it was like, well, it was almost an hour.
But here's the question.
It's not enough. But no, I mean, I've given a blowjob. I mean, I've given, no, not a blowjob. I've never given a blowjob. Well, but I have given a handy for $450.
Let me see what I have in my hand.
I want to know about the crayons, though. Like, okay.
Did you have to buy the crayons?
They were there. That was there. Like, oh, okay.
Did he beg for certain colors? Did he like certain colors more?
I've got a five.
No, sorry.
Oh, you meant $450.
I wouldn't even let you sniff any part of my body for $5.
You said $450.
But he's a friend.
There's nothing wrong with helping a buddy out.
This joke went over everybody's head. You said $450. I pulled out a five.
No, it didn't go over our head. We ignored it.
I got it. No, we just.
So wait, so
you can't joke around about money.
Crayon guy, no. Don't buy it. Don't bang on the table. You all can spank me at the end of the show. So crayon guy. So it's $350 to for him to eat crayons.
Yeah, it was $350, and I sat on my dress like Little Red Riding Hood. I was like just reading a story, a fairy tale. Like it was reading Little Red Riding Hood.
Did he have the outfit?
No, he wasn't wearing anything. I was in the outfit.
Oh, okay.
I was in Little Red Riding Hood.
You had the Little Red Riding Hood outfit. Yeah. And he was naked and eating crayons, and you're like.
I just sat on top of him like he was on all fours, like I was feeding him.
Oh, those were the days.
Those were the days, right?
Right.
And then when I gave a hand job, I looked at an apartment off Craigslist, and then the guy offered me $450 to give him a hand job, not a blow job. I didn't do that, but I did do that. I did a hand job for that.
Because I'm looking for a place, so I don't know how much that's going to
cost. And it literally was like 50. I was like, that's the easiest money I've ever made. Right. Well, in my life. And I was like, there's nothing that I could get from that. I don't care. Judge me all you want. It's fine.
I judge nobody here. We're substance without judgment, as my mm-hmm. co-host likes to say. Mm-hmm. But I got to go back because you said, speaking of hard work, that you had bleached people's assholes.
Yeah. I waxed cooters and crotches and pulled the hair out from the nether regions.
Is this part of the Dom? Were you a Dom?
No. This was my regular job as an esthetician for many years.
Okay.
So what
is the before and after of bleach asshole? I don't even know.
Well, yeah, what is that like? Like, does it hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt. It's just,
really?
It's basically hydroquinone, which is the bleaching agent, which Michael Jackson used.
Do you use a funnel? Or, I mean, how do you get
it? No, you just take a little brush and you paint it on, and they hold your butt. You know, they stretch it out. It's like when you're waxing, you know, here, grab it here, stretch it out.
And you just thought of another stretching bubble.
Oh, you're telling me I need help?
We got an expert right here. Tuesday, will you wax Tanya's asshole on the air, please?
No,
I do.
I
it.
Say no.
No, no, no. Well, you can face the camera.
$450.
I say if you pay me.
You know what? I don't know.
I know that's not a lot of money to give a hand job.
Are
but,
you kidding you know. Me to put my asshole up on live TV right now? This started a million.
No.
This is the money for me to do it. You can charge whatever you want for getting it done. I'm an independent contractor. You're on your own, girl. Okay? You can charge whatever you want.
It's funny.
I'm just saying for me to do it.
The one thing I can say about these three women. They are very sexual. From the moment I saw them, I said, "You just all have a sexual confidence."
Oh yeah,
you really do. I mean,
I don't know about you guys, but I started pretty young.
Where you get your rocks off now?
I've been getting my rocks off the whole show.
I think there's a difference between sensual and sexual too.
Right.
I mean, and I think a lot of times guys confuse that because I mean,
Well, how do you define the difference?
Well, I think sensuality is what you're seeing in all of us. I mean, we may talk about sex and stuff, but the confidence comes because we're aware of our bodies. Right. We're aware of what turns us on. What the we're not afraid of getting a little shudder. At least I'm not, from when the wind hits me in a certain way and just standing there and going, that's sensuality. And that's right. confidence. And that leads you into being good right. at sex.
Right.
I think sexual people are always the ones who are like, oh, fuck me.
Or, so I guess I'm a sexual person, not a sensual person.
I don't know. I haven't known you that long. Right. But I think that's where the... And I think guys are more sexual than sensual to begin with.
Right.
But I think the confidence that women has is more of a sensuality than a sexuality, right. which is a fine line. But sensuality does lead into...
You agree with me that these are sensual women.
Mm-hmm.
Tanya, very sensual, and you, you know, you are in a relationship. You've been in a relationship since I met you, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Not with a famous, semi-famous.
Famous. Come on.
The mayor from Back to the Future, if we all remember Back to the Future.
Yes.
I don't know if Jenny got the picture that I sent her. I guess she didn't. I didn't even tell her I sent her a picture. But... The guy who played the mayor in Back to the Future is your boyfriend.
Yes,
I've got to Google that.
And he's an older man.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so
Way Goldie Wilson, right? Mayor
yes.
Goldie Wilson.
Mayor yes, Goldie see? Wilson is going out with Tanya Estrada.
Yes,
a lucky man. I think I meet him at the Fishbone thing, at the Angela Moore thing.
Yes, I did. Yeah, did he come out to that?
I think I met him at that.
No, oh no, that was Angela Moore.
No, I met Angela Moore, but I'm just saying. Tanya did a show where she worked with Angela Moore from Fishbone, and we both did stand up that night, and I did some poetry that night, and because I knew the guy. But so how do you meet the mayor from Back to the Future, and how does he pick you up?
This is such an awful story. Not awful, just awful. Well,
like Michael J. Fox, like, you know, picked up on you and he's shaking too hard, so you went for the mayor or what?
No, it wasn't even that at all.
I would hope not.
You know, when I first met him, it was just completely platonic, and he was just a friend for a long time. I had met him through...
Come on, this is the impossible dream that no man ever gets.
What? The impossible dream?
How many years were you friends with him?
I was friends with him for about 9 months. It just happened. Just weirdly happened. It was so odd. Like, have you ever been attracted by the sense of smell?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. So what had happened was I had showed up at this thing that they were having, and I had gotten a limo so I wouldn't have to drink and drive because it was raining. So we went in there to smoke weed, and I went to climb over him in the seat. And to go grab something, and I smelled him, and I lost it. I don't know what, and I went from, hey, Holmes, just get in the car with smoke, to I just got on top of him, and I straddled him and put my arms around him, and I just, like, stared at him, and I just went, like a creep, like a fucking creep.
And then
that was it. That's all she wrote, and he's one of the most supportive people I've ever encountered, and especially in what I do, and... He's a muse to me. He makes me laugh like nothing else. He's my sunshine in the way that he makes me laugh. But he also inspires me to write a lot of my material because he's so funny. And it's been 5.5 years now.
Wow.
So, and we're 20 years apart. So
I know. Yeah. He's still packing in the bedroom, right?
Yeah.
Viagra, you know,
No, not at all. He's the only guy I've been with in my life, and I've been with guys, you know, my age that have erectile dysfunction problems, all kinds
with
of...
With you?
Well, no, because they have cocaine problems, problems, alcohol problems, meth problems, you know what I mean? Hashtag whatever problems, they can't get it up. You know what I mean?
Hashtag
like bill
dick.
Problems, hashtag everything, baby mama problems.
Never forget that photo that you put up of that dude that sent on Facebook and sent the picture of you his penis to you.
What do you mean?
Remember you put that photo up?
Oh, that guy,
that weird white dude.
Yeah,
fucking white people.
Yeah, fucking white.
And then he's like, what? Crackers, he's married with kids crackers. And stuff.
Yeah.
And he just sends her this, and it's like disgusting.
It was so gross. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna teach this guy a lesson.
She just put him on blast,
how
and it was so funny.
You. That was
you
great.
Put his penis on Facebook?
I sure did.
Yeah, good for you.
I was like, and the next thing I'm gonna do, I'm gonna contact your wife and let her know that you're sending these. But first, I will humiliate you in front of everybody.
And it was so small they didn't even report it, huh?
I don't know. How did that go down?
I forget. I don't remember now. I don't know.
Where does the time go?
Dude,
Tanya,
9 minutes to go.
I'm telling you. I told you it's going to go by real fast.
You're right.
Tanya, would you sing a song for us?
Oh, yeah. Where's my guitar?
It's in the lobby.
We'll talk to Nikki Tuesday
while you're setting up.
Okay. But, is someone going to get it? Reza's getting the guitar.
He's got it right
there
here.
There's your roadie,
Reza. Right. A very funny comedian in his own part. And look at that.
Oh my
guitar.
Gosh, it's like the Lady of Shalott.
Oh, yeah. This is a guitar from Luna Guitars. It was a official sponsorship for Ophelia Rising. We got guitars from them for free. Look,
that's a beautiful. Show the camera. That's a beautiful, beautiful guitar.
Yeah, and this guitar I've been just
awesome.
Using forever. Yes, thank you. The new Alante.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
Yes. So I have this comedy song that I wrote. All right, cool. I wrote this song. So you know I'm Chinese Colombian and Black Colombian. My dad's the Black Colombian, but he's very racist, right?
Right.
And
As blacks and Colombians are.
And he would die like if he knew I had a black boyfriend.
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah. So I've never.
Your black father would die if he knew you had a black boyfriend.
Yeah. And you know what? Just here recently, I've made mention to my dad. He's 86.
Wow.
And I just made mention here in the last maybe month and a half of something. So he kind of knows that he's black. We'll see how that pans out in the next few months.
If he finds out he's in Back to the Future.
Well, I'm giving him that first before he finds out I have tattoos. Right. He doesn't know I have tattoos.
What?
So, yeah.
What was the last time you saw your father?
Oh, I always go, a long time ago. It's been a while. I always go with a cardigan or just not at all.
All three of you have fancy schmancy tattoos, but what is the song called?
So the song was written for Don, for Marigoldie Wilson, because I didn't know how to tell him for Thanksgiving that I couldn't bring him home to my dad. So I wrote this song. Kind of like, you know how mariachis do and they serenade? Yeah,
right.
So
Don, this one's for you.
Does this move? Oh, it does move. Okay, yes. Cool. Right on.
His real name's Don, right?
Yeah, his real name's Don. Don Fully Love.
Don, this is for you.
But ladies, if you've ever fucked a black guy.
I never have. No one talked about that.
If you've ever.
You ever fucked a black guy? I haven't, but.
Fat or black or fat black? What were you trying to say?
Have you ever fucked a fat black guy?
I've fucked many a black girl.
So it's awful, huh?
I have.
You have, right?
Uh-huh. I never have.
Well, if you've ever fucked a black guy or a fat black guy that you can take home to your dad, ladies, this song is for you.
Or a fat white guy.
Babe, I can't take you home to my dad. Whoa, it's not my fault, it's just 'cause you're black. Whoa, babe, I can't take you home to my dad. Whoa, unless you wanna end up in a body bag. Whoa, babe, I can't take you home to my dad. Whoa, he thinks they're all. It's really not my fault. It's just 'cause you're black. Babe, I can't take you home to my dad. Whoa, it's not my fault. It's just 'cause you're black. 'Cause you're black.
So there you go.
All right. Yeah. That's hilarious. That's fantastic.
Yeah, he loves that song. Oh, and then there's this other one. I got this other one. Let me see if I remember.
Yeah, do it real quick.
Okay, I will. So this song I wrote one time, have you ever broken up with someone and you find like little hairs of them everywhere and you get all sad and you want to start crying?
Oh, yeah. I find hairs all over the place.
I do.
And then you just make a voodoo doll, burn it, and bury it in the backyard.
Well, okay.
I think I disclosed too much.
So this is the song. I wrote this when we broke up one time because I was writing comedy, and I opened my comedy notebook and I found one of his hairs there. So here you go. I miss your nappy hair. It's everywhere. Like pubic hair. There it is. Thank you very much.
So I take it Don's not your first black guy. Huh? I take it Don's not your first black guy.
No, he's my, well, I mean, define first. No,
we won't tell Dan. Anyway, where's the time go? I knew this was going to be so much fun, and I stared and masturbated the pictures, all three of you, but I also did research, and I had so many questions. I wish that was a joke. I had so many questions, but the time I knew it was going to be so much fun. Hopefully, we'll have all three of you back.
Anytime.
Sorry, it was late. No, trust me, it was fine. Tuesday, you have a show at the Clown House. Because I was going to talk about your one woman show.
I have.
Because I'm doing my one man show. Your one woman show, Ordinary World, living in San Francisco, so much stuff.
Yeah, the shows are Fridays at 10:30, Freak Show with storytelling, characters, musical, comedy, sketch, and stand-up at 334 West Pico at the Clown House, and Saturday at 8 o'clock with just stand-up over at the Clown House, 334 West Pico. And you can see me on the Charlie XCX Famous video, the new Death Cab for Cuties coming out. I've been in Tokyo Hotel, Zac Efron movie, a couple TV stuff. I'm coming up with something on E! Soon, so TuesdayThomas.com, at Mama Warned Me on Twitter, Tuesday's Trash on Instagram.
You're blowing up. You do sketch. You do stand up. Mm-hmm. You're acting. You're in Straight Outta Compton. You play a white protester. A
Christian protester. They called me for that, and they're like, I'm supposed to be in Straight Outta Compton tomorrow. Are you sure you got the right girl? I mean, because I didn't remember any white people in in NWA. But they're like, yeah, you're going to be a Christian protester. I'm like, aha. Ah. There was five of us.
I'll bet they were. And by the way, the Clown House is one of my favorite places to perform.
Thank you.
I love that place.
The show that you do is fantastic. And I look forward to performing
again.
It's
only $5, and we have a bar there, so anybody's welcome to come on down.
It's music, it's comedy, it's sketch, it's a whole show. It's terrific. And also, and there's the Adam Barnhart connection, because Adam Barnhart taught Tanya comedy.
Yeah. Yes, that's my sensei.
Yes, and he's one of the best comedians that I've ever seen. I love him.
Insane. He's just genius, the way his mind works.
He's fantastic. And
he's so great.
I could talk about him all day, but we only have a minute 36. Tanya, how do people get a hold of you?
You can find me on TanyaEstrada334.com, or just Google me, put Tanya Estrada, and anything that's going on, you can check my IMDb and everything else.
I recommend you Google and Bing.
Yeah, Google and Bing me, yes.
And by the way, what is 334?
334 is the old pager code upside down for Remember? 334.
I never had a pager.
Oh, yeah, those were good times.
You never had a pager?
I never had a pager. I never rolled like that.
I had it for like 15 minutes, and it kept blowing up, and I was like, this is just so annoying, and then I just threw it down 14th Street and walked away.
J&J just skipped by me altogether. But Nikki Wants, how do people get a hold of you?
All hail Miss Wants on Twitter.
And you're not doing your podcast anymore. There's something wrong with me.
I know. I gotta update it. There's something wrong with me. It's still on iTunes, but I gotta update. I've just been too busy.
So you made a guy eat cat litter, but there's something wrong with you.
I didn't make him eat cat litter. He completely did it on his own volition.
I understand. And trust me, I'm going to have all three of you spank me in a second.
All Hail Miss Wants, Twitter, and IFC.com. Right. Mark Maron, their list. I've been writing some stuff for Mark Maron's for his show, so check that out. And Twitter, hi Nikki Wants, hey, I think is Instagram, and NikkiWants.com. Thanks.
Right, Nikki Wants. And I was going to ask how you got the Marc Maron gig on IFC, but we'll save that for next time. Do you three ladies want to spank me? I'd love to have that to happen.
I charge, but they can.
Over here.
Okay, right. Really, really.
All right, everybody, have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Bye.